Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm David Bowes, your host. In this podcast, we'll talk about House Bill 368 in Tennessee concerning setting science standards. It's become controversial and is being denounced in certain circles because it encourages students to think critically about scientific theories. Here to talk about it with me is Dr. Robin Zimmer, a private biotech consultant and affiliate of the Center for Faith and Science International, which was founded to assist faith-based organizations to understand the importance and benefits of science and how it relates to their faith. Tell us about what Tennessee House Bill 368 really does.
Well, this bill, which was introduced by Representative Dunn, is a bill which, in my opinion, enhances academic freedom and also the ability for students to learn how to critically think in the science classroom in the state of Tennessee.
My first reaction to that would be, why would that be necessary? Wouldn't students already be thinking critically in science? Why do you see House Bill 368 as necessary?
Well, from my viewpoint, in running a biotechnology company, one of the things we struggle with is we have people who are well-schooled and well-degreed, but when they're faced with problems that takes a critical thinking approach, problem-solving, many frequently struggle with that. And these are folks coming out of college with undergraduate degrees or even graduate degrees and struggle with that. And I keep stressing critical thinking as the underlying theme here in this bill. From my viewpoint, that is absolutely needed, not only here in Tennessee, but throughout the nation. The way I see it, if my kids are spoon-fed through high school in their formative years that this is how it works, this is how it's done, well, pretty much anybody can regurgitate that on an exam and get a passing grade and do well and move on. But I would prefer, as an employer, I would prefer people in the early formative years to start being challenged with being able to look at the pros and the cons, the strengths and weaknesses to scientific theories, and not to just be spoon-fed and take everything that they hear in a classroom or read in a book as absolute definitive proof, if you will.
In the media reports about Tennessee House Bill 368, there's claims that it is a creationist bill, that it is an anti-science bill. How would you respond to those kinds of reports or those kinds of criticisms?
Well, I would simply respond by stating that if you look carefully at the bill, there is no reference or mention whatsoever of creationism. It simply states that if something is a theory, regardless of what it is, don't we owe our students the opportunity to learn how to critically evaluate a specific theory? And I testified on this bill, 368, in Nashville, and several state senators asked me if the theory of evolution was proven. Are there any gray areas? Is there any area in which people would disagree on? And I answered them honestly and said, yes, there are many areas. And I'm not saying that I am an evolutionist or a proponent of ID or anything else. I'm just saying that, yes, there are clear areas in which top PhD-level scientists disagree on in certain areas. Now, that is very, very fundamentally important for students to understand that and for them to research where these areas are of disagreement. So it is not something that is absolute at this point in time, and that's really where the bill, its strength is. It is not a bill to introduce creationism in the public classroom or introduce any other specific line of thinking. It is simply a bill to say we want better scientific training in the state of Tennessee. We want critical evaluation of theories in the state of Tennessee. And that's really all the bill says.
Why do you think it is that some, including two UT Science Department chairs who testified in opposition to the bill, Why do you think some believe that this questioning of scientific theory would somehow be detrimental to science itself?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because in my testimony with those two gentlemen in the room, I just found it hard to believe that folks who are PhD-level trained department chairs and who live in a world that every paper that they publish is peer-reviewed and critically analyzed from every single angle, how someone with that kind of formal training could possibly oppose something which was suggesting critical analysis of specific theories at the high school level. I was appalled by that, to be honest with you. And I think the only possible explanation is that maybe there's some sort of fear, and maybe they believe that this is nothing more than a facade to bring creationism into the classroom. And I just totally disagree. That is not the intent of this bill. Again, it's not even mentioned in this bill, but the bill is simply critical evaluation of theories, all theories, not just evolution, but any kind of theory like that. Evolution happens to be an extremely controversial one.
Do you think the bill is necessary in order to improve science education in Tennessee?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that this bill is just the beginning of not just evolution versus ID or anything else. That's not, again, the intent. The real underlying intent here that Representative Dunn had in mind was for improved scientific education. Our high school pupils around the country are woefully failing on national exams, achievement exams, in the science and mathematics area. The statistics are out there. It is frightening on where this country is going as far as science education goes. So in that regard, I think bills like this are absolutely necessary to turn this trend around.
That concludes this edition of ID the Future. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. For more information or to support the Center for Science and Culture, please go to idthefuture.com and click the yellow donate button. This podcast is copyright 2012, the Discovery Institute. All rights reserved.